Class 8, English Literature. We are back again, girls, with our next class of understanding the play The Merchant of Venice, written by the world-famous playwright William Shakespeare. In this session, I shall be giving you a detailed analysis of Act 1 of the play. The entire play of Merchant of Venice has been divided into 5 acts and each act into several scenes. Act 1 of the play consists of 3 scenes, Scene 1, Scene 2 and Scene 3. We shall directly proceed with the content of the drama from the next class. In this class, I shall tell you about the incidents in a story format that take place in Act 1 of the play, so that it becomes easier for you to understand the play. Act 1, Scene 1. Antonio's explanation of his melancholy. Antonio is a wealthy trader and merchant of Venice, owning a large number of merchant ships and is also a very prominent figure in the city. Venice was in those days an independent city with its own administration. It was a kind of a city-state. He is in fact one of the leading citizens of Venice. He has a very intimate friend by the name of Bassanio, for whom he has profound affection. One day, when Antonio seems to be feeling very melancholy, his friends Salarino and Solanio ask him the reason for his despondency. These friends then themselves suggest the possible reasons for his sadness. They say that as his ships are sailing over the sea, he is feeling worried about their safety. But Antonio does not accept this view of his melancholy. Then Bassanio, Gratiano, and Lorenzo come. And Gratiano, observing Antonio's melancholy, expresses his disapproval of it. Antonio says that he regards the world as a stage of a theater, and his role on this stage is that of a sad person. To this, Gratiano says, on his part, he would like to keep laughing and remaining cheerful all his life so that he may grow old without experiencing any kind of sadness or depression. Bassanio, authorized by Antonio to borrow money in his name. When all these friends, with the exception of Bassanio, have gone away, Bassanio tells Antonio that he needs some money in order to be able to make a trip to Belmont, where he would try to win a beautiful and rich lady by the name of Portia, who had on one occasion shown some inclination towards him. Bassanio had borrowed some money from Antonio on previous occasions also, and now he says that he would in due course repay not only the previous debt but also the money which he wants to borrow from Antonio on this occasion. Antonio says that he has no cash at the moment because all his money has been invested in the merchandise which his ships are carrying. However, he authorizes Bassanio to contact some other merchant or some other money lender and borrow the required amount from him as his, Antonio's name, and with him as a surety.